Hello, Talking Flicksters. Well, a very special episode. Hello, Mr. Lee.
Hello, JT. It is a very special episode, isn't it?
It is. 200 episodes. Can you believe it?
Well done.
Woo! Yep, I can tell you now. How exciting.
Well done. It is exciting. 200 episodes. Can you remember our very first show?
It was... Yeah, it was very interesting, wasn't it?
It was.
It's over the phone.
It was.
Yeah, and the thing that was April 12, 2024. So 200 episodes later, we are still going strong. And thank you to all of our listeners. Thank you to everyone who has listened to a podcast or joined us, whether it be for Talking Flickster or one of the games we've played or to win a prize. It's you guys right around the world, not just Tamworth, Wagga and Orange, but right around the globe that tune in every week and give us a stream, and that keeps us here.
Exactly right, and we do. We honestly thank from our bottom of our hearts because it is such a great thing that you guys listen to us.
You are amazing. Thank you so much for 200 episodes, and well, what a way to bring in our 200th episode when with the Talking Flickster. Should we do it, Mr. Lee?
I think we should.
Thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange. It's the Talking Flickster podcast with JT and Grant Lee.
Yeah, great to have you back on board to talk movies ahead of the weekend. And this is where we send one of our listeners off to see a movie and come on the podcast and review it. So JT here, Grant Lee is here as well. Hello, Mr. Lee. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, JT. Happy Friday to everyone. How good is it? Another week down. I don't know. These weeks seem to go quicker and quicker, don't they?
Very, very quick. Yeah, we're nearly in June, so nearly halfway to Christmas.
Yes, which is even scary. Have you thought about my Christmas present, talking about Christmas?
I've always thought about your Christmas. I think about that every day, about what not to get
you. That's what I want.
No, you know every year it's a good Christmas present, Mr. Lee.
Yes,
and you know what?
Is.
I'll even go one better, okay? We can do Christmas in July next month. Okay, in July. Not far away.
Cool. Righto. Yep. Okay, that sounds good.
In the meantime, we are about to see the week out with another fantastic movie. Last week, Devil Wears Prada 2. Could you top that, Mr. Lee? Maybe you could because it is The Sheep Detectives. And this one is a movie for the whole family.
It certainly is. It's an action comedy mystery with a bit of animation in it. And I will say all the sheep are CGI because it might be a little bit hard to get sheep to talk.
Could always try. And you know what? Didn't they do that in Babe?
Yes, they did.
I swear they did. So don't tell me it can't be done.
Yes, they did. But it would have taken... Imagine trying... Oh, no, I couldn't think of anything worse. Yeah. But they did a great job, I must say. But I cannot wait to unpack this with our Talking Flickster because I actually went and saw this movie as well.
Well, you've been very busy lately. I don't think you've missed a film for the last few weeks. You've been doing great guns, yeah.
I've been doing... That's 3 out of 3, I think.
Oh, well, we get to hear Mr. Lee's thoughts as well today. Before we introduce our Flickster, let's have a listen to The Sheep Detectives.
If there's grit to happiness in my life, it's taking care of the kindest creatures on earth. Sheep. I want you to meet my flock.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm going to be.
I keep them well fed, well groomed. And each day I read out loud to them. Mysteries, whodunits.
I know who the killer was.
I like to pretend that they follow along, but they're only sheep.
Ah! Why would he stop there?
He was just about to say who the killer was.
This is torture. It was the maid, right?
When I wake up.
Wake up! Everybody wake up!
We found George on the grass and... He's not moving.
What?
Lily, tell us what to do.
Our shepherd was murdered. And we shall solve the crime. George was visited by someone he knew well enough to offer a drink.
Not much of a story for you, I'm afraid.
Unless there's anything out of the ordinary.
The policeman is completely hopeless.
We need to help him.
You think you're brave enough to leave home?
We're not scared.
What is that?
I think it's a rod.
But what is it made of?
Well, not grass, I can tell you that.
Are you coming?
For George?
For George.
the dairy.
I am George Hardy's lawyer.
He wrote a will.
In the nighttime stories, the people in the will are always the suspects.
That man had nothing.
Well, actually, there is $30 million.
And we have our motive.
We need to look for clues.
Stand back.
I am, after all, a sheep detective.
Who killed George? What are they hiding?
What if I can't solve it?
I've read you dozens of these stories. They follow very simple rules.
Look, the clue.
Every time something happens with this case...
That's my hat!
There they are. A clue.
Thank you all.
Sheep can do things. In fact, we can do anything.
I want to bash it. I want to bash it so bad.
What's with them?
How good does that sound? I cannot wait to unpack this with our Talking Flickster. We'd like to welcome back Shaz. Welcome back.
Hi, JT and Grant. How are we?
Woo!
Oh, we're Shaz. Excellent. Great to have you back. How have you been, darling?
I have been well. Thanks for having me back. It's good to be back to talk about another movie.
Well, it's always great when a Talking Flickster comes back because it means we haven't offended them. And it's very easy for us to do. So I'm glad, and Mr. Lee, I'm sure he looks very happy. I mean, you know.
I am.
Yeah. Did he get you back by shouting to the movies? Was that the way we did it?
Well, I was keen to see the sheep detectives anyway, so no need to be sheepish about this one.
Oh, Shaz, starting nice and early. Let's see. We'll give it to you. Let's see how many of those we can get in the next 20 minutes or so. See, we're sheeping around.
God, okay. I think we should just ram through what we need to get through first.
Okay. Well, let's just start the Sheep Detectives. All-star cast here, of course, led by the wonderful Hugh Jackman and Emma Thompson. You all right, Mr. Lee? Compose yourself, please.
Yeah, didn't you like my little ram through this thing? My sheep joke. That was a good sheep joke.
Number three. We're doing even better than I thought.
it was a little lamb.
Four.
We could just do a whole podcast. I don't care. Just that keep is, dropping them, guys.
That
just
is
going
so
for
bad.
It. I'll just turn the music up and you guys can just keep going. Seriously. Okay. Well, down to the serious stuff because they're sheep detectives, right? What did you think of the idea of a sheep solving a murder mystery, Shaz? Because, well, you know, that's not what you expect in a movie like this, is it? I mean, it's a bit different.
Yeah, it is. And I actually didn't mind it. I thought it was kind of a cool concept because I hadn't read the book that the story's kind of based off of and the film's based off of. So I kind of just went into the movie sort of, without really having any kind of preconceived idea what the story was going to be about, what way it was going to go. But I actually think it was pretty cool having these sheep, solving this mystery. And it was a bit of fun too.
So Shaz, basically in a nutshell, George, who is a shepherd, he reads his sheep detective novels. Is that right? That's what happens. And then there's an incident and the sheep have to try and solve it.
Yes. So they think because of, they've sat through all these stories, they might actually be able to solve the crime, because I think they can kind of get the sense that maybe the humans are missing a few key details, and they think that, there's a few gaps and a few unanswered questions. So, yeah, they become sheep detectives.
And one in particular sheep actually does kind of lead the way, which is Lily, the sheep, who her voice is from Julia Louis-Dreyfus. And I thought she did really well.
Yeah, I did too. And I think probably out of all of the sheep kind of characters that you come across throughout this film and this story, she obviously is the one that sort of stands out because she's the most prominent character that's featured. But then I liked the kind of pairing up between her and another character, another sheep that we come across that was voiced by Chris O'Dowd, named Mopple. That's a really cute kind of little partnership that that happens throughout the movie, and they kind of complement each other well. Like, and I think that that makes an interesting dynamic as well.
Yeah, it certainly does. I think those two working off each other, they did do so many little things together, and as you said, but they did work together. I agree with that. They were very good.
I think the other thing that I thought was kind of interesting, because obviously, like, Hugh Jackman, in terms of the casting for this film, I mean, he was quite prominent, and the character's quite prominent, and the key to the whole story. But I think a little bit more love needed to be given to some of the voice actors in this film too, because they did an incredible job, you know, through their characters to carry this story. I know Hugh Jackman's obviously the big A-list star, but boy, some of the talent in that sort of voiceover pool when it came to some of the other sheep characters, I mean, that was pretty darn cool too.
Oh, yeah. It was. Bryan Cranston, he plays Sebastian. You hear, it's funny, I don't know whether you did this, Shaz, but you hear a voice and you go, I know that voice. Where's that voice from? And then after the movie, you look on your phone and you go, oh, yeah, it was Bryan Cranston, or, you know, Patrick Stewart, whose voice is so prominent. Like, you know that voice. And I went, yeah, I know him. He's all right. And Chris O'Dowd, well, yeah, you know his voice too. But I always wonder who that voice is.
Yeah, and Regina Hall, I think, was also the voice of another sheep character called Cloud.
Yes.
So, you know, there was a lot of that I kind of stayed to the end and watched the credits just to see exactly who was kind of, you know, which sheep in the cast. But yeah, no, it was really, really, really cool. And probably it was actually a little bit surprising for me too. Like, I kind of went in, again, not really having any sort of preconceived notions of what the film was going to be about, apart from what I'd seen sort of in the trailer previously. But, yeah, it was sort of, I felt like this movie had a lot of layers to it, which was kind of a nice sort of unexpected thing to come across.
So, Shaz, when we talk layers, and I'm looking at going, I can see some comedy elements there, obviously mystery. Oh, you were saying off the podcast, though, there is definitely a feel of emotion in this film as well.
Yeah, I have to say, probably this is the first film that I have seen in a really, really long time that I cried. Not like a blubbering mess in the cinema, but, you know, the silent tears that just, you know, leak out of your eyes and run down your cheek, and you're sort of trying to subtly wipe it away so nobody else knows you're, you know, having a good cry. And it wasn't just for one particular scene. I don't know whether I'm just getting soft. I don't know as I get older, but There was a few key moments in the film that I found were, yeah, it sort of, it obviously touched me enough and sort of got me a little bit teary. So, but there was obviously the comedy, and there was a few good laughs in there as well. So it was a nice balance. To me, it probably could have had a little bit more comedy if I have to be, you know, scrutinize it a little. I think it could have done with a few more laughs just to kind of balance it out a little bit more for me personally.
So tell me, what did you think of the CGI sheep and the animals? Did they look believable?
Yeah, well, I was sort of fascinated to learn afterwards that there was absolutely no real sheep used in it, because there was one particular scene where George picks up a young lamb, and I swore it actually looked real. Like, I thought, oh, they've you know, obviously used CGI for certain parts, obviously when the sheep are talking, but there was this one particular scene. I'm like, I swear that must have been a real lamb that Hugh Jackman's character George was holding. But then learning afterwards that it was 100% CGI with all the animals, I think the CGI department for this film needs all the accolades they receive, because it's they did a phenomenal job. And also the bringing out the personality in all the sheep as well, because obviously sheep can't talk in real life, but it made it really believable that, these animals had all these emotions. And, yeah, I think they did a phenomenal job.
Well, guys, how about the soundtrack? How good was it? Were there recognisable songs? We heard the Proclaimers in the trailer, which I'm really hoping was somewhere in the movie, surely.
It was. It was in the movie. But I have to – and maybe, Grant, you might – because you said that you've seen the film as well. I apart from the Proclaimers, I don't really remember much else about the soundtrack, to be honest.
Yeah, there were a lot of little bits of music throughout the whole movie and little bits of song, especially when there was things coming up that were like, you know, the comedy part or something like that. They did have music in the background, but it wasn't big like the Proclaimers. I don't think there was anything like that, which that is an iconic song anyway. But, yeah, there were nothing major, I wouldn't say, throughout, but it was still – there were other songs, which I should say. So tell me, Shaz, what was your favourite funny moment in the movie?
Well, we actually – if you've seen the trailer, you heard the trailer earlier, there's a scene where the sheep have to – kind of venture outside their paddock, which is all that they've ever known. They've only known sort of inside that fence, and that's their turf, that's all they know, and they have to venture out and away from that to, you know, start being sheep detectives. And there's the funny scene where Lily and Mopple get to a road and they are a little bit hesitant about crossing said road because they're not too sure about what's in front of them. And then there's a little moment where a rooster then crosses the road while they're deliberating whether or not they should take those brave steps to, you know, venture to a new place they've never been to before, which obviously plays into the well-known sort of joke, you know, why did the chicken cross the road? So that was probably one of the funny sort of scenes for me, and just how Lily and Mopple kind of react to coming across, this road.
My funniest part was when Ham the Butcher was counting the sheep and he's going, one sheep, two sheep. Oh, he was yawning, and eventually when he got to the end, he was asleep.
Counting sheep, right?
Correct. Yes. So I thought that was a really good, nod to counting sheep. You don't count sheep because it sends you to sleep. And it was those two, the chicken crossing the road and the counting the sheep were my favourite parts of that. I just went, that's good. That was clever. And they had to put that in, both those, because it wouldn't have been the same if they hadn't put that in.
Exactly. Yeah, I'd agree.
How about some scenery and backdrop, guys? I hear that there's this real British countryside setting. How did that go down? Did it look nice?
Yeah, I loved it. I don't think you could have had the movie sort of set anywhere else. I believe, obviously, where the sort of book that the film is sort of, taken from, or where the story comes from, I think from what I know of it, it's sort of set in like a similar kind of landscape. So I don't think you could kind of picture this film being, say, in America or in Australia. I just don't think it would work. It's sort of that typical, British countryside, the rolling hills and the sheep, and it sort of just fits with the whole story.
Yeah, it certainly does. And I agree. And I think it had to be over that way to do it because, it wouldn't have worked anywhere else. So do you think this movie is more aimed at kids, adults, or both?
I actually went in thinking that it was kind of aimed at both. I would say after having seen it, I think you'd have to consider what age the kids are that you would take along to see it. I don't have children of my own, but I think if they're too young, it might, I don't know, I think it's sort of, it's an interesting one. I think the adults might get something a little bit more out of it, surprisingly, because I feel like there's a few, like I sort of said earlier, sort of, you know, layers, and there's a little bit more, I think, meaning that you can take away from it. Whereas, look, there is that funny side, and I think, you know, some kids would get a bit of a kick out of it as well, but I think you'd have to just be mindful of what age the kids are for this one. That's my thoughts anyway. Grant, would you say similar?
Yeah,
having seen it yourself?
Yeah, I'd say similar. It wouldn't be for really young. I wouldn't take young. But yeah, I think adults would get more of the humour, where teenagers, maybe not so much, but adults definitely. I think anyone that comes out of it, they'd be very happy as an adult.
Yeah, and I think too, you might find, certain kids might have some questions as well that they might want to ask, you know, their parents or their grandparents or whoever takes them along to see the movie. So probably be prepared for that too, maybe.
Yes, I totally agree with that. So we've come to that part of the podcast now where I'm going to head over to the freezer to get some Choc Tops out. Hasn't changed.
Never does.
Out of 5 Choc Tops.
What flavours are we talking here, Mr. Lee?
Which flavour do you like?
Oh, I like chocolate and vanilla, chocolate. Classics.
Okay. Well, I've got 3 chocolate and 2 vanilla. How many chocolates and vanillas are you going to give this movie?
Just to make things interesting. Oh, look, yes. I think given that saying before about the British countryside, like it makes the perfect backdrop for like a murder mystery. You know, the Brits love a good murder mystery. The CGI and the animals and, you know, the whole casting and everything about this movie, even though it was a lot more emotional for me than I anticipated, I'm going to give it 4 Choc Tops because it was a really good movie.
Wow.
Yep.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually would give it 4 out of 5 Choc Tops as well because I actually really enjoyed it. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Everyone gets applause here.
I think
can't pull the wool over our eyes.
Oh, that's so good. You did well.
I lost count of how many, it's like counting sheep, lost count of how many puns we've had in this episode. It's been very interesting, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, it's so true. It's so true.
Oh, too good. I like that. It's a good score, 8 out of 10.
Which is good.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. No, great film. And I'd encourage anyone to go and see it on the big screen as well.
Yeah, I agree. Well, thank you so much, Shaz, for coming on, and we hope to have you back for another movie in the future. So, yeah, thank you.
No, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on, JT and Mr. Lee.
Thank you, Shaz. By the way, did you enjoy his popcorn? His popcorn machine.
I did.
Fixed, yeah. It's good, isn't it?
I did, yes. The best popcorn.
It's only taken 3 weeks, but that's all right. Better late than never.
I said we wouldn't go there, but
come on, Mr. Lee. Have some fun.
I know you
lighten
too
up.
Well. I knew you would.
Bloody fun police over here, I tell you. You're the same guy who tells people to turn their phones off in the cinema. Seriously, like.
Yes, I am. And stop talking.
Oh, dear. What am I going to do with you? Seriously. I don't know.
I know.
Have a lovely weekend, Shaz.
I will. Thank you. Same to you both.
Thank you, Dylan.
Thank you.
Mr. Lee, we're going to get out of here. You going to go?
Yes, I'm going to go. I've got heaps of jobs to do today, so I better go and do them, mate.
You're on holidays, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. I am on holidays. It's awesome. Yeah. It's great. Yeah.
Well, you have a lovely rest of your holidays. Get back to
Thank
work.
You.
Come on, get back to work. And hey, Thank if you want to be a Talking Flick star just like Shaz, the deets are right here. Have a great weekend.
Want to be our next Talking Flickster? Register now at forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.